This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you with hour number three, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a treatment for your weapon. This is not just a lubricant. It's not a cleaning agent. This is something that you can use that's going to do a lot more for your weapon besides clean it and lubricate it, although it does both of those things really, 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 really well. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, then, gun prohibitionists right now, they're having fits over a new white paper that suggests relaxing gun control regulations, including those regarding ownership of suppressors. We can't have that. The gun prohibition lobby is pulling out all the stops because they're going to try to bamboozle you into you believing that there's no need to reform what's already in place. And they're also going to have this stubborn, stupid defense of gun-free school zones, which are also, I refer to them as come-and-get-us zones. According to the Washington Post, there's a new white paper by a senior official with the ATF that's raised eyebrows and blood pressures among the anti-gunners, because normally the ATF is a good ally to have. Story quoted Chelsea Parsons, vice president of Guns and Crime Policy at the Center for American Progress. Read that to mean leftist group. Described by the newspaper as a liberal think tank. By the way, I have reconfiscated the word liberal, which means liberty, loving, and that kind of thing. And they're the left, so I'm trying not to refer to them as liberals. She writes, "This white paper offers a disturbing series of giveaways to the gun industry that would weaken regulatory oversight of the gun industry without adequate consideration of the impact on public safety." I don't know how they get that this is about the gun industry. This is not about the gun industry. This is about the stuff they sell, not the gun industry. You know what? If I didn't think somebody would come out here, I would put, well, no, that's just the monitor. There may be a video made about me shooting a Windows XP tower very shortly. Everybody stay tuned. According to the New American, author Bob Adelman had this observation. A careful study of the paper, however, reveals a refreshing view of the new reality extant in Washington and reflected by the resurgence of interest in and support of the Second Amendment. The white paper was authored by ATF Associate Deputy Director Ronald Turk, and it includes recommendations for reviewing its sporting purpose philosophy, which is stupid. The Second Amendment was never about sporting. Thomas Jefferson was not out there trying to protect duck hunting or three-gun competitions. They are, he's recommending relaxing regulations for gun suppressors, that kind of thing. Because overseas, which is the gun-free utopia they all want to, you can buy a suppressor / silencer, or whatever you want to call it, at the Ace Hardware store with no hoops to jump through. So, you know, for the longest time, and of course, this has the gun prohibition lobby spitting nails right now. The ATF has long been the target of disdain in the firearms community and among some on Capitol Hill. As a matter of fact, most of the gun running that you see happening most of the time on any scale, done by the ATF. So they've long been the target of a lot of things. And that reached a boiling point at the height of Fast and Furious, which was an ATF operation. where they ran between 2,000 and 2,500 guns into the hands of the Sinaloa cartel because they were the kind and gentle ones. Without any intention, this was all designed to where if you sold multiple long guns on the border, in the border states, that had to be reported to the ATF, which even though they never proved what they were doing, they still did that. They could have done it anyway without having going through this nonsense. They never informed the Mexican judiciary that they were doing this. They just let guns go into the country. They'll keep giving to us. We'll keep finding them for decades. That was an operation described by one ATF agent during testimony before the House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform as a perfect storm of idiocy. So the demonization campaign is being waged via email blast from anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety. On Tuesday, they criticized the newly sworn-in Education Secretary Betsy DeVos, who's still the secretary anyway, despite their, you know, their criticism. They criticized her for suggesting that guns might have a place in schools, using as an example a school in Wapiti, Wyoming, a tiny spot on the map west of Cody, where a fence has been built to keep bears out. Yeah. Story in The Guardian quoted anti-gun Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, who will take over for Feinstein when she finally, whatever she does, who tweeted that he was shaken to the core by DeVos's answer during a confirmation hearing regarding guns in schools. Has Murphy ever been to Wapiti to see the fence around the school to protect children from a grizzly bear? Has he ever seen the grizzly bear come up to the fence? Has he ever seen the grizzly bear when the grizzly bear comes under speed in two bounds and is headed to you, and it looks like a runaway train with jaws? Now, Liberty Park Press has seen that school and the fence, and it's not a joke to the people who live in the community. Now, I hope everybody there is carrying 10 millimeters or 44 mags. So... But in the Everytown email, Shannon Squeaky Watts, founder of the Moms Demand Attention for Gun Sense, writes, DeVos said she is perfectly fine with Trump's proposal to force guns into our schools, and right now Congress is considering legislation that would do just that. Trump never has proposed that. He's never proposed forcing guns into schools. His proposal was to do away with the deceptive gun-free school zone. That has never prevented a school shooting, but instead created risk-free environments for crazy people or angry students. Washington State, the Alliance for Gun Responsibility, circulated their own email blast that asserted every year in Washington, 700 people lose their lives to gun violence. Now, that's deceptive at best, because AGR knows that about 80% of the firearms-related deaths in Washington are suicides, not the result of some violent criminal act, as their message would imply, which is, that's just about the right figure anywhere. So all of this suggests that the gun prohibition lobby is getting desperate. Now you've got Donald Trump in the White House, you've got Second Amendment-friendly Republicans controlling Congress, anti-gunners have got to resort to deceptive rhetoric to push their agenda, which is hardly a new strategy. They've turned their attention to state legislatures and public ballot initiatives to accomplish their agenda goals. I would love to know what Bloomberg thought with Nevada. I would love to know what he thought about that when that happened. Because Nevada, I'm still giggling over Nevada. I am still giggling over Nevada. So, in Nevada, he succeeded. He got a ballot initiative up there. He got voted in because nobody knew what they were talking about. And then they found out, we can't really do it. The FBI won't do it for us. Oh, no. What shall we do? Well, what happened was it got turned down. So, and that's actually a good thing. But when we get back, we're going to have a Democratic reality check. And if you're a Democrat, please pay attention to this, because I'm going to bring this to you with the love and kindness that you're not capable of manifesting. That when we get back, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Check them out at froglube.com. From one end of the country to another, Democrats and their activist allies have been trying to outdo one another in painting an apocalyptic future for America under Trump. I don't know why, because it's still going to happen. They refer to the president and his supporters as fascists so many times. I'm looking for the Nazi flag to be unfurled at the next White House press conference. They've raised the specter of a Trump dictatorship, railed against Trump's unconstitutional executive orders, predicted that under Trump, women will be forced back into the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant. Black Americans and other minorities will lose their civil rights. Gays will be forced back into the closet. Public schools will be destroyed. Dogs and cats will live together. It will be pandelirium. Counter this, they've been screaming for the party in Washington to block every move Trump makes. No matter how trivial or unimportant, the rioters and the demonstrators have issued dire warnings that Democrats who don't oppose Trump will be challenged in the primaries. That's going to happen anyway. So the Hill Democrats have dutifully done their best to throw a monkey wrench into confirmation of the Trump cabinet nominees, and so far they've lost each and every one of them. They've threatened to filibuster Trump's Supreme Court pick, Neil Gorsuch. They promised to save Obamacare, block GOP tax cut efforts, and generally act as if they were in the majority. I guess, well, you know what I could do? I could try to reach out to them and, get their attention. So I'm going to try that now. Earth to Democrats. Earth to Democrats. Did you see those election results from last November? Use that echo thing. So let's review, shall we? There was an opportunity to have a real buy-in at a point inside the cabinet with Democratic Senators Joe Manchin and Heidi Heitkamp when they were considered for Trump's cabinet, but both interviewed and then withdrew. After dragging out the cabinet confirmations at the slowest pace in modern history, they're now 0-6. Betsy DeVos and Jeff Sessions were each confirmed within the last 2 days as Education Secretary and Attorney General, respectively. Those two by themselves signal doom for them and what they've worked for. Next up is Tom Price for Health and Human Services and Treasury Secretary nominee Steve Mnuchin, both of whom will almost certainly be confirmed within days despite Democratic opposition. In the 4 hours after Trump named his outstanding first Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, fully 9 Senate Democrats pledged that they would not support a filibuster, bringing the White House to within one vote of the 60 votes needed to guarantee confirmation. Now, I understand that many Democrats strongly oppose much of what Trump ran on and what he is delivering right now that he is in office. Some of the stuff he does makes me scratch my bald head. Some of the things he says makes me scratch my bald head. I don't agree with everything that he says. I love everything he's doing, though. But I got to ask this, Democrats. Do you really intend to vocally, aggressively, and indiscriminately oppose everything that this president says or does through the first term? Do you know how many Republican votes you got in the first go-around with a Supreme Court nominee? 19. 19 Republican votes to confirm. I think it was Kagan or Sotomayor. I can never remember which one it was. So I'm going to put it to you this way. What you're doing is not sustainable. You're becoming the boy who cried wolf. And you may come to regret complaining about everything because you may need actual useful outrage at some future point. And with all of this rattling you're doing about nothing, this is nothing. Setting the cabinet is part of the business. Now, some of you are going to hear this and you're going to say, but Republicans did that to President Obama. That's partially true. But opposing Obama's unpopular agenda in 2010 and 2014 delivered a sweeping electoral victory for the GOP in the midterms and ensured the House majority for what will likely be years to come. They were voted in there to obstruct. Opposing Mr. Obama was popular, as was fighting Obamacare, the $1 trillion stimulus bill, the cap-and-trade energy policy, and Dodd-Frank. Not only were his policies unpopular, but Republicans could argue that they objectively failed. That's true that Trump's approval rating is historically low in the first month of his presidency, but an approval rating in the 40 to 43 percentile is not unfixable. If his policies begin to produce positive results for Americans, Democrats aren't going to, they're going to crater. It's going to be a smoking hot mess. They're risking anything they've got coming up in the near term, and I'm talking a couple of decades by doing this. Part of the problem for Democrats is they're far from united. There's already 9 out there that have come out in favor because these guys want to be senators the next time they come up for election. And that's some of this is happening in 2018. Now, you can hear the wailing and the gnashing of teeth in the Democratic hinterlands, but Hill Dems
offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Trying to get something typed before the end of the break. It caught me off guard. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is... this is a very dynamic product. When you put it on your weapon, you are... You're protecting your weapon against most environmental hazards that it would face, like dust. Dust is not a big issue for this. In cold weather, sometimes it will congeal and look really tacky and sort of disgusting. Pull the trigger one time, it liquefies and smooths out, and you are ready. You are ready to go. And that's why you should go to froglube.com. That's my opinion anyway. Neil Gorsuch, he is, he's the current nominee for Supreme Court, and he's a very good one. When he's walking down the hallway with Trump, I'm sure Scalia is grinning. So, but he's a little upset right now. Because Trump is out there and he's attacking the judiciary right now, which is, you know, what he should be doing. He's within the law. The law states he can do this. And he's got all of these courts saying, well, no, you can't. Which, that's not the law. That's not the law. They're supposed to get out there, and as long as he's executing his, you know, his jurisdiction, as long as he does that correctly, he should be good to go. But right now, Trump's out there attacking the overreaching judiciary, and a lot of people are probably thinking, are these attacks working? And Neil Gorsuch confirms that they are. He privately expressed dismay this past Wednesday over Trump's increasingly aggressive attacks on the judiciary, calling the president's criticism of independent judges demoralizing and disheartening. Now, this is coming from the guy chosen by Trump last week to serve on the nation's highest court. And that came as the president lashed out at the federal appellate judges who are considering a challenge to his executive order banning travel from 7 predominantly Muslim countries, which they have now slammed down. And he called their judicial proceedings disgraceful and described the courts as so political. Justice is supposed to be a blindfolded damsel holding us the scales, balancing that, not looking at who or what it is, but, you know, looking at what is the law. That's what justice is supposed to be. So if they're just demoralized and disheartened, that's great, because that means Trump's attacks are working. And, you know, this is unprecedented. They've never had this kind of thing happen before. Maybe they'll think twice in the future before trying to take over powers from the executive branch. What other emotions should Judge James Robart and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals be feeling? Well, they should be feeling embarrassed right now. His argument that the state of Washington can sue on behalf of foreigners because Washington State would be indirectly affected by their exclusion is embarrassingly nonsensical. That effectively gives 7 billion people the right to come to America. If I were a law clerk forced to write such a decision, I would strangle whichever judge was making me do it. They should be shamed, which is similar to embarrassment. Any person with even a passing knowledge of the Constitution knows that regulations regarding entry into the country are one of the most obvious powers of the executive branch. In the area of national security, and anyone writing such an opinion outside the pages of Cracked Magazine would feel shame. They should be fearful, because if another terrorist attack comes as a result of his open borders order, Judge Robart and the Ninth Circuit should legitimately fear that they will be blamed in the court of public opinion for the next attack, because they will be directly responsible for it. They should be surprised. They think they are the final authority on all matters in the country, and all of a sudden the presidency, a co-equal branch, tells them, no, you're not. They should be experiencing some nasal congestion, random incontinence, and a very itchy group rash. This would be being brought about because it's a stressful situation for them, I'm sure. Judge Robart is used to issuing criticism, not having criticism directed toward him. I wouldn't be surprised if the stress of the situation causes him to suffer extreme nasal congestion for days, maybe weeks if we're lucky. Nor would I be surprised if the entire Ninth Circuit got an itchy rash on the exact same parts of their bodies. It's good to know that Judge Gorsuch is finding this as demoralizing and dismaying. I'm sure Trump is pleased. I am. I would like to think that matters, that I'm pleased. Here, let me get my mic in the right place so I can lean against my desk and keep it quiet. Come on now. Am I going to have to twist my neck? There we go. This is the thing. What's happening right now in the United States it shouldn't be unprecedented, because politics should be a performance-based industry. We should be able to sit back, and everybody should be judged the same way Reagan judged Carter, by saying, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? We should be able to look at what they've done over the past amount of time. You know, every time I go to a sponsor and I tell them that I would like for them to consider being a sponsor again, I tell them what I've done. I tell them what I've added. I tell them what I'm trying to do, and I tell them where I'm going. And if I were just to get out there and they were to, I was to say, listen, I want you to continue to do business with me and pay me to sponsor me. And they were to say, okay, great. What have you done? And I told them, well, nothing really. I haven't done anything. I've just, you know, I show up every day and I do the show and I haven't really gained any ground. I haven't gained any listeners. I haven't gained any new markets. I haven't done any of that. And why would they do that? Why would they continue to back me? So that's. What's at issue here? Because nobody's used to having to perform. It reminds me of, you know, in Ghostbusters, after they get kicked out of the university and everything, and Aykroyd and Bill Murray are having the discussion out there on the steps, and Aykroyd says, I've worked in the private sector before. They expect results. Well, the whole of the United States now expects results, because we've spent the money. I mean, we doubled the debt in 8 years. $10 trillion added to the debt in 8 years. It took the entire history of the world to build up the first 10, and we got the second 10 in 8 years. Didn't ever have a budget. Didn't ever have anything that we're supposed to have, because we were in the post-racial. We voted for the cool guy. Everybody that had guilt over something voted for him. Everybody that, you know, I mean, listen, I understood the first go around because McCain was about as, I don't know, he wasn't very inspiring. You know, you got, on the one hand, you're talking about, one of the problems within this last election is the same one they had with that one. With McCain, he talked about Obama, and Obama talked about hope and change. Here with this one, we talked, Hillary had no message. Trump's out there saying, make America great again. Big message difference. They, you know, they see that. They see that. But anyway, now we expect results. It's a new day. It is a new day. Going to give it back to Genesis Communications one more time. When we get back, we'll continue on with this. This is Lock and Load.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Truly, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. Now, do you remember when I was talking about how what the Democrats are doing is unsustainable? That's because whenever something is going on where it is not based in fact, and whenever something is going on which in fact is causing harm to the country, to the people of the country, that is unsustainable. Always going to be. And that is something that for some reason politicians seem to insulate themselves. I have a lot of experience with that because I live in South Carolina. So the globalists who are running the European Union, their ability now to force more Muslim immigrants on their people is starting to collapse because that is harming their countries. The politically correct fantasy that Muslim refugees are just one generation away from embracing the secular culture of their hosts has crashed. It has crashed and burned, refuted by the experience of rampant sexual assaults on women and even little boys, instead of the gratitude for the shelter and support offered them. Islam teaches that Muslims are owed tribute by the kufirs, the infidels, who have no moral right to exist on the same plane as a Muslim, who are sanctified by Allah as the natural rulers of all who fail to convert. It would be nice if the religious doctrines of Islam were different, equipping believers to cope with a society much different than theirs would, without feeling a loss of religious identity. But no amount of wishing will make it so, no matter what Angela Merkel thinks. Chatham House is a think tank with the deepest possible roots in the British establishment, undertook a massive poll of European countries, won 10,000 respondents in 10 separate countries, and found that majorities everywhere favor a halt to Muslim immigration, as the British would say, full stop. Chatham decided to analyze a few demographic breakdowns. Support is fractured by where you live. Of those living in a rural, less populated area, 58% are opposed to further Muslim immigration. Whereas among those based in cities and metropolitan areas, just over half agree with the statement, and around a quarter are less supportive of a ban. Opposition is also more prominent among left-behind voters, with nearly two-thirds of those who feel they don't have control over their own lives supporting the statement. Similarly, 65% of those Europeans who are dissatisfied with their life oppose further migration from Muslim countries. There are also some evidence of public opposition crosses political boundaries, with three-quarters of those who self-classify themselves as on the right of the political spectrum, and more than a third of those on the left supporting a halt. So those at the lower levels of society who are most exposed to and most at risk of violence or economic displacement or both don't want to see any more of this. And that's for good reasons of self-interest. But the Trump phenomenon is like a big, it's like a 50-mile wide asteroid that has hit the ocean, and the ripples are going out. Because that's repeating itself down in Europe, with ordinary people convinced that their elites do not have their best interests at heart. Meanwhile, the Democrats and the judicial left make a stand in favor of no particular special barriers to immigration from Syria and the other failed states that cannot vet immigrants. They are heedless of the facts that impress, and they impress themselves as ordinary citizens, as in Canada. 39-year-old Syrian refugee has been charged after several sexual assaults took place at the West Edmonton Mall World Water Park this weekend. Officers say Solman Haj Solman, he's got his first name and last name is the same, okay, inappropriately touched girls while they were swimming. Police were called to the park at around 10:30 p.m. Saturday. According to the Global News EPS spokesperson, Scott Pattison, said the girls were very courageous in coming forward and talking to the lifeguard. That's not always the case. Haj Solman is a Syrian refugee and a father of six. He's been charged with six counts of sexual assault and six counts of sexual interference. See, here's the thing. They are not going to assimilate. They are not going to take the oath of citizenship. And if they live in Pittsburgh, put on a Pittsburgh Steelers hat and get the pennant and go to all of the games for the Steelers and the Pirates, they're not going to celebrate the 4th of July. You know, they just published, I need to get that book. I need to get that book, and everybody needs to read this book, including me. The guy who interrogated Khalid Sheikh Mohammed said that Mohammed told him that the way they would take the West would be through immigration. They would do it through immigration, they would do it through political correctness, and they would do it through procreation once they got here. And then one day, after whatever time happened, they would rise up. And you're not going to see me and nobody I know submitting to Islam. That's just not going to happen. So that means that what we have going on right now, you know, Clinton, one of the things that they didn't really talk about that much with Clinton was when she was in Brazil, I think, at some bank, and she was talking about turning the United States and just opening the borders altogether and having one gigantic hemispheric union. And that's interesting. What they, you know, that they're basically saying, come one, come all. This judge in Washington State is saying, all 7 billion of you, come on. And you know what happens? This is the thing that I hate about these yahoos that get in the way of actually protecting the country. Whenever one of these yahoos does this, you notice that they're never called to task for when they inadvertently, the unintended consequence of their very short-sighted, feel good, let me love on this, I love an organic chai, thank you, naughty bit hat-wearing fourth point of contact selves getting out there. When something happens because of their direct in, you know, their direct ruling, nobody's going to call them on the carpet. Nobody's going to get this Robart guy. He's not going to be put in jail. He's not going to be put in jail, but he should be. Here we have this guy, Syrian refugee, father of six, molesting little girls. This would be okay in Sharia land. It would be okay all day long. Unfortunately, that wasn't in Sharia land. And this isn't Sharia land. And it's not going to be Sharia land. So, we've got to stop it here. We've got to stop it there. I don't know why they feel like they've got to spread out and, you know, populate the world. They've got the Middle East. Isn't that nice? Probably not, because we've got to conquer. We've been conquering since the 7th century. We've got to keep going. Got to keep going. So, despite what you're seeing in the press today, things are changing. And it's not going to be easy sailing. It's not going to be easy as it goes and all this other stuff, but it's worth doing. Because after you and I are gone, there'll be somebody falling behind us. And some of these people may be related to you. You may call them children, grandchildren, whatever. And I intend to leave something better than I've lived in, if I can. If for no other reason than I had fun doing it. And with that, we will rejoin here again in about 21 hours. I'll find the name of that book about Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and put it out tomorrow. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.